Natural sunlight contains, among other things, ultraviolet UV photons. These photons are shorter in wavelength and higher in energy than visible light. The Sydney Symphony is Australia's largest and busiest orchestra. Resident in the Sydney Opera House, it performs more than 140 concerts a year. The internet brings new rules to the business landscape. Like never before, unrelated computers are woven together in a worldwide web. You're in a ski plane, well above the tree line, flying along the Continental Divide, weaving through eight of the highest peaks in the Canadian Rockies. Caffeine, the drug that gives coffee and cola its kick, has a number of physiological effects. At the cellular level, caffeine blocks the action of a chemical called phosphodiesterase, PDE. While our colleagues suffocated in glass-walled industrial parks across America's Sun Belt, we enjoyed the bucolic English countryside, surrounded by wildflowers and duck ponds. In a spring twilight, a young girl was walking down a village street. Her dress was made tunic fashion, with a belt of twisted grasses. If roses have survived on Earth for more than 35 million years, why can't they last more than a few days in a vase? Fortunately, there are some tricks for preserving a bouquet of roses. This well-preserved picture of the early to mid-1660s is characteristic of Vermeer's mature style. The artist achieved a quiet balance of primary colors and simple shapes. It was a concept that predated foster care. As much a social experiment as a solution, one intended to relocate the thousands of abandoned and orphaned children living in New York. The orphan train era is one of history's untold stories, when over 300,000 children of poverty were scattered like seeds across the nation.